This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. GCN, I like the way that you do that. I appreciate that very much. Keeping it pro, my friends down at GCN. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for doing a good job. Folks, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And I also want to let you know, too, friends, that if you'd like to call in at any time in the up-and-coming hour, we got four segments. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, we started off talking about DACA and judicial activism and how, again, I'm telling you, before it comes to pass, you can mark my words, that they are teeing it up for none other than Sonia Sotomayor. Remember what Frederick Bastiat said. This is what we're going to be talking about in the next three segments. When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society over the course of time, they create for themselves a what they call a legal system where it's unlawful that authorizes it and a moral, it's immoral, code that glorifies it. Anything that is not lawful, friends, at length is immoral, period. But again, this is what he said. When plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it. Yesterday, I'd spent some time, friends, warning you concerning the judicial branch and what is up and coming and how just in time the fox in the chicken coop, Sonia Sotomayor, is placed to, guess what, friends? She's going to, you mark my words, she's going to decide on DACA and the American people are going to fall to and succumb to whatever she declares. And that is the history of a bunch of ignorant Americans in this country. They are not the final arbiter. The written law through the Mosaic Institution, which is based on common law, what God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said, that is the final say, regardless if people want to agree to it or not. And keep in mind, it is there to preserve life, liberty, and happiness, period. Not the other way around. Remember Alexander Hamilton, he said, the judiciary from the nature of its functions will be the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution. And the judiciary is, beyond comparison, the weakest of the three departments of power, and the general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. Now, why is that? Because during the time of the establishment and establishing of this country, as you know it, 240-some years later, friends, you need to understand that people obeyed God during this time. Atheism was unheard of, said Ben Franklin. Adultery was unheard of. Bad examples to the youth were unheard of. Why is that? Because a people actually obeyed the moral law of God. It's called the branch of David, established in righteousness. Read the Bible and your Constitution and your founding forefathers. We can read them loud and clear by what they've established, friends. Now, after what I just said to you concerning what Alexander Hamilton said, how far backwards, folks, it shows you we have fallen and how ignorant the American people have become to believe now that the judiciary, beyond comparison, is the weakest of the three departments of power. when today we see the opposite is true. Now we see a bunch of lawlessness being established through a bunch of black robe injustices, and the American people take them for face value rather than pulling the curtain back while leaving the unconstitution unread. Guess what? They succumb to the demises of what? Ill-designing men. And it's arbitrary, friends. And that is not who we are. We are, again, a constitutional republic in this country. The judicial branch in this country has now become renowned for gutting the pith and marrow of the laws that they are simply to discover and apply. That's it. To discover and apply. And again, as if to suggest that they are somehow these black-robed, unelected, might I add, untried in the ways of justice like that of Alina Kagan, who never judged a case a day in her life, who was planted just in time for homosexual marriage, who was appointed to the dean of Harvard College to queerify Harvard, and that's exactly what she did. But here comes Brock looking for the radicals, and the American people established her as a judge, not knowing her history whatsoever. Yesterday, I had shared the history of Sonia Sotomayor in a snapshot, in a nutshell. How she is tired of white supremacy, and how she was part of groups. And she left all these details out of her books concerning, friends, her history and what she means to establish, how she's going back to her Latino roots. And again, she's tired of the supremacy of the white man and how she attended courses that were completely anti-white. What do you think's coming down the road, friends? Again, she's being teed up to decide. And the American people, not knowing they have an obligation, not knowing that they are the employers, not the employees, not knowing that those that serve we the people, again, put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution, not tear it down. Well, I spent enough time on that yesterday. I spent enough time on that yesterday, also showing you that there's no excuses for what's going on today if there's going to be some sort of compromise and lottery concerning DACA and illegals that have come into the United States of America, which, by the way, were brought in on a work permit, which steals away your job, America. This sounds like perfect judgment to me. You'll be the tail, and they will be made the head. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, when you get a moment. I also highlighted Romney's abominous bill. If that's exactly what it is, abomination. But the omnibus bill fully funds DACA. He gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted, and this is the same Paul Ryan that now sits next to none other than Donald Trump. And I also shared, friends, that the conservative of today, they're just looking for an excuse as to give Donald Trump more time concerning what's going on with DACA. When I shared with you that Barack Hussein Obama, who 5 minutes before his presidential inauguration wanted to fundamentally transform America, in the first week, the first day that he took office, he began to assault the American people in an attempt to tear down the American Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish images. And the American people let him do it for 8 years. So to say all that, so when I hear supporters of Donald Trump make excuses why he hasn't fulfilled his promises because the process may take a little more time, I want to tell you, you're simply barking up the wrong tree and you are undoing yourself by making excuses for the excuses that are being made. Donald Trump has the law on his side. Barack Hussein Obama did not, yet he still did it. Now what's the excuse, America? Well, I want to tell you something. Did you know that God appointed judges in this country and throughout the world to preserve what other tyrants meant to tear down? I'm going to be sharing that with you in the up and coming. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. As well, friends, if you would like to check us out on our Facebook account, it's Bradley Dean, again, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean, one, double E, Bradley Dean, one. Also, do yourself a favor, friends. How many people go over there and say, I'm so glad that you had brought this up? Take the time to watch the short videos that I had created concerning the topics in which you deal with today. In this country, it's not circular reasoning where the dog is trying to chase its tail and it never gets to it. It's not diverting your attention away from what needs to be brought about in making reference to the law that brings about justice through judgment so that we might know peace and righteousness, Isaiah 51:4, in the United States of America. We're not magnifying the crime, we're magnifying the law against the crime, and that's how you establish peace within the gates. Remember, justice is the guardian of our liberty. Justice is the guardian of our liberty, so therefore we have to be the law. Don't ever forget that. Bradley Dean on YouTube. Bradley Dean on YouTube. If you'd like to call in again, please do. 1-866-582-9933. I'm sorry, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, let's say this in unison. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Why? Because this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And that's exactly what we should be doing all together as one nation under God, which drives out the enemy's friends rather than speaking the enemy's language through the modern-day conservative and the modern-day media bought and paid for. Folks, again, yesterday we're talking about teeing it up for none other than Sonia Sotomayor concerning DACA. I want to show you, and I want to do a little exposition on showing you why the Lord establish judges in the first place. But before we do that, I want you to listen carefully. When you go to Psalm 94, I brought this up again yesterday. Last week I brought it up, but I read it for you. But I want you to listen to this in Psalm 94, verse 20. It says, "Shall the throne of iniquity, lawlessness, have fellowship with you?" Let me say it again. "Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with you, which frameth mischief by a law?" Now let me tell you what goes before that. The Bible says in Psalm 94, verse 15, "But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it." You know, the Bible says that evil men understand not judgment. Did you hear what I said? Evil men understand not judgment. They talk much of the love of God, yet they overlook judgment. Read Luke 23 when you get a moment. Isn't that interesting? So the heart that's born of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 7:12, read that when you get a moment. But it's interesting, the heart that is born of the Spirit of God knows what love is all about. And it knows that it loves God with its whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then, namely, the second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And the fulfilling of the law is what? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we see today what's happening today in America, namely in America, because this is where we're at and this is where I have a care for concerning our own people, rather than going to third world countries all day and trying to convert them over to a gospel that's not even preached in our own backyard. No, let's do it here first. Jesus did. Jesus taught that to the disciples. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. And it lines itself up with Scripture when you hear this. Listen carefully. "The love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness." So wait a second. Those that are born of the Spirit of God have the laws of God written upon their hearts and their minds. They have the love of God shed abroad in their hearts by Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. And we have a full balance of what the Holy Ghost comes to do when we preach the law to grace, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7. When we have the law in the hand of Christ in our preaching by the Holy Ghost who's been sent down from heaven to preach what? Repent for the kingdom of heaven. You can't repent until I first show you the law that you have broken, right? No more will you receive the remedy or the medicine coming from a doctor that hasn't first showed you your ailment. So that's why we preach 90% law, 10% grace, and that is the proper way, because that's exactly what Jesus did. As a matter of fact, in Romans 15:8, Jesus was a preacher of circumcision. He was preaching the law to those that were broken by the law. Period. Unto the Jews was given the oracles of God. That's the Ten Commandments, the Torah, the Decalogue. Period. Friends, Romans 3. Read it when you get a moment. Now, I'm bringing this all up for the very purpose that when you have the Holy Ghost in your heart who comes about to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, verse 8, well, guess what we're preaching? The same thing that you're listening to right now. The very things that we're preaching right now. Now, judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. What's interesting is right after he said that in verse 15, Psalm 94, in verse 16 it says, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?" You're told thou shalt not judge, but Scripture tells us, "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers?" Or, "Who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness?" What would you think of a police officer that actually enforced lawlessness rather than the law against the crime? Well, this is what the American people have succumbed to in their ignorance, because they are looking the other way, because they're listening to the hireling and the whore from the pulpit that said, "Thou shalt not judge," when the opposite is true. Read Deuteronomy 4, friends. Read the five books of Moses. You know, it's funny how people will say, "Well, that's the Old Testament. That's just the Old Testament." It's funny because I'm reading through the book of Matthew. I just finished it. And the first thing when reading the book of Matthew, it begins the genealogy from the very beginning to the very present, all the way up to Christ. And isn't it interesting when they start talking about Adam and, you know, Noah, and they start talking about Abraham and old patriarchs? Well, if you're reading the New Testament, how are you going to know who these old patriarchs if you haven't taken the time to read part one? before you start to read part two. By the way, part one is the very character of God, which has not been done away with. The ceremonial law has been fulfilled in Christ, but the moral obligation in Christ has never been abrogated. It's never been done away with. I mean, isn't it interesting how many of these New Testament preachers sit there and talk about the New Testament when they don't even know the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, nor his character? They want to tell you what happened during part two of the movie, but they can't tell you about part one because they've never taken the time to read it. How ridiculous! How ridiculous! They're called antinomianists. They have no regard for God's moral law whatsoever. And I want to tell you what, that doctrine is straight from the pit of hell. Anytime you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. But the Lord said, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? The Lord is looking for those that will stand up against it. They're called Protestants, Protestants. And I want to tell you, they are about as rare as hen's teeth in this country. And that's why your country is going to hell in a handbasket. And then you have others in the country. There's another group of people that just say there's nothing we can do. The Lord's will be done. Well, I want to tell you what the Lord's will is. It's not that you are done. And that's what people want to talk about. And that's why you've got all these 70s hippies coming into America today, or that were born in America, that are just giving their country away to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, literally. Because they don't love God enough, and they don't love their country enough, and they don't love you enough to actually stand up and fight for it, yet they want to sit there and spew their false gospel all over you and tell you how much they love you, yet they're just not willing to fight for you. You know, in the natural, when I go to Arlington Cemetery, I don't need to see their love for God in man and country, do I? No, because they paid the ultimate price, namely themselves, to give us the freedom that we have. But there's just too many people in this country that love their country so much, they take an opportunity of disobedience towards God every opportunity they get. And they walk around in a shameful manner. And yet they're not ashamed. And the Bible clearly calls those people and what those people are. They have a whore's forehead. They refuse to be ashamed. Yep, it doesn't matter because sooner or later, the Lord's going to get his last word in here and it's not going to be good if we don't get this right. And they are the blind. And Jesus, this is what comes to my ears even now. If the blind lead the blind, they all end up in the ditch. Let them alone. Let them alone. But you know what? It doesn't hurt every once in a while to remind people to what to beware of. Namely, these end timers. That's all they do is promote fear of consequence and fear of hell, which is unscriptural, both of them. And I'm tired of them. The only thing, you know what they should do is they should sell rope before you go in to listen to these false gospel preachers, friends. These end timers that are preaching a gospel that is not in the Word of God anywhere to be found. They pick and choose what they want to throw on the people. Keep it in context and you will find out that they are just as false as I am declaring that they're false even now. What they should be selling before you go in and listen to them is rope. So you can go and hang yourself at the end of the day because that's all they're worth. And the bottom line is we're not looking for that. But the fact of the matter is we need to shut these people down. Enough is enough. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Again, the Sons of Liberty. We have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We got our friend Paul calling in from New Jersey. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Bradley. Thank you for picking up my phone, and I am good.
Always good. Good to hear from you. What do you got?
Well, I wanted to make some remarks about Miss Sotomayor. For one, as we know, she used to be married. She's unmarried now. She's childless. Right? And I would think she has been advanced due to affirmative action. Now, I don't know if because of her success, after all, how many people get to claim that they're Supreme Court justices, that, you know, she'd be kind of happy that she's successful and take away some of her personal anger issues.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But nonetheless, I think she's still going to remain angry. I'll tell you this. You know, it's an observation, and I, in a sense, I'm going racial a little bit on this one. Because what I see is a phenomenon. First of all, you see a lot of migrants going to either Europe, Australia, and the United States. And those are white nations, or considered historically white nations.
Mm-hmm.
So the migrants, many of them, are brown people or people of a darker hue. So when I see them coming to these nations, I think they think that living in our lands is superior to where they're from.
Obviously.
So in a sense, they're almost, by the very act itself, is they're saying that white-built civilizations are superior to their civilizations, and they prefer to live there.
And for some reason, Paul, let me add, Paul. And for some reason, we owe it to give it to them. Say on.
Or we're obliged to accept them ad infinitum. Right. And yet, here the thing is interesting and ironic, that when Americans say, hey, we want these people to follow the laws and abide by the laws, and when we are going to repatriate them, now many of these people who are become or already were angry about the white people they emigrated to live among, and now are being, you know, by enforcement of law, being sent back to their nations of color, as you might say it, or you could call it a non-white nation. Now all of a sudden they become all angry that they're going to have to live in a brown nation, let's say it. You understand what I'm saying? It's that the contradictions of these migrants who are hostile to the nation either they or their parents chose with their feet to live among. And now when they're returned back to their glorious nation built by people of color, they don't want to go and they're kicking and screaming and angry about it.
Yeah. Well, the question is, Paul, who's feeding this narrative? And I mean, that's either people are going to shut it down because, like I said on so many different occasions on the radio show, I'm not seeing it. I was just in California for a week. I was in the Concrete City. I was in L.A. I was in Escondido. I was in San Diego. I was in, Bakersfield. I didn't see it anywhere. And exactly. The fact of the matter is they're feeding it because they want to divide the people, and that's why they need someone to teed up like Sonia Sotomayor, who is feeding into, by the way, the Third World Center, and what it feeds into is anti-white rhetoric and this white supremacy and the U.S. imperialism. And you're exactly right, Paul. You know, they sit there and complain about how bad America is. Then why is it that you left your country to come here in the first place? It's your native country. Go back and serve your false gods and do the things that you've done. But if you become successful, you'll find yourself people coming to you rather than you coming to us and then throwing your spew on us. And by the way, Paul, when you read the Mexican Constitution, when you go into Mexico illegally in any sense of the word, you can end up in prison for quite a long while. And you're also vetted through the Constitution that if you become a detriment or a threat to that society in any sense of the word, they'll basically deport you right back to the country that you came from after you served time in jail. But in America, you just come here and do whatever you want because the American people think that this is normal. And for some reason or another, in their delusional world, they have been led to believe that it's actually freedom of speech when in fact nothing can be further from the truth.
Exactly. And listen, they should be grateful they're here, thankful they're here. And by the way, many of them are. Okay? And it's the ones who have not been fed by our media, the ones who have realized, wow, look at the standard of living here. Look at the quality of life here. And they are the grateful, decent, thankful immigrants to be here. But there is overall a Marxist push to push this, this element of being disgruntled when they have their choice to return to their nation of origin. And I'll tell you this, Bradley, before I go, right? If I'm, let's say I don't like a certain group of people, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to go want to live and surround myself with the people I don't like. You know, this is an awfully big country, and you're free to buy or sell or move to the area you want to. If you don't like another ethnic group, let's say in this country, sell your house and move to a district or area where you live among the people you like. And then you don't have to walk around hating the other people all day long. You can be relatively at peace. And this is a big country, and you're free to live in districts. And, you know, we have plenty of ethnic areas for people to choose from. Right. And by the way, that's an act of freedom. And so I just don't see why people want to get themselves all angry when it's a big world and they're free to move to where they won't be angry.
Well, it's just a narrative that is being fed. It's bought and paid for. Even this whole scenario going back to DACA and Chuck Schumer and his house being surrounded by DACA supporters demanding amnesty. I mean, believe it or not, America, the media wants you to believe that this is true. They go to Chuck Schumer's house. They demand amnesty, but only if we pull the curtain back will we find out what's really going on. Once again, who bust them in? who paid for these actors and these activists, none other than an international criminal named George Soros. So until we get that straight, nothing is going to change. We need to know who the enemies of this country are, and we need to lawfully deal with them. And again, that begs the question as to why has not Donald Trump enforced the laws against the Clintons? Why have they not enforced the laws against the Obamas? Why have they not enforced the laws? Because after all, Donald can do whatever he wants with the DOJ. Well, I suggest to all the people in this country that if Donald doesn't want to do it, then why don't you do your job and make him do it? Because again, he is the employee, and you are the employer. And we have to, again, enforce the fact that we are the law in this country. And I'm jamming my hand up and down really hard without hitting the glass on my table right now, because I can pound this into your head until I'm blue in the face. But until the Lord anoints my words and they drop in, you're for the most part going to think I'm talking to you Chinese. One of the other things, or Japanese, or foreign language. One of the other things I wanted to say to what Paul had said, and thank you for calling. I love hearing from that guy. I really do. He's a smart guy. It's interesting that you are getting a lot of this rhetoric from people that have never experienced what they decry. You go back to the likes of, let's go to Oprah Winfrey. You know, they're calling her the new civil rights leader along with Colin Kaepernick. Yes, believe it or not, the CIA-controlled media wants you to believe that lie too. Don't forget, dictatorships are built up on propaganda and propaganda alone. Don't let that settle here, America. That's not true. But here we have none other than Oprah Winfrey talking about how old white racists need to die because they've been marinated in racism, a word that doesn't exist, friends. Again, Acts 17:26 comes to my mind. All nations are one blood. But she's decrying something that she's never experienced before. See, this is like a kid that goes into college and he wants to believe that everything his professor is saying is true and teaching is true until they find out that the professor is a communist. He's an enemy to your own people. That means he's revising. That means he's rewriting your history to believe what he wants you to believe in. And so it is with the likes of Oprah Winfrey, Colin Kaepernick. And one of the things Paul said, too, is they just, in so many words, they keep undoing themselves. Well, that's why they're called useful idiots. They're called useful idiots because they don't realize that they're simply being used to their own demise. And if you know anything about communism and how it works, there's a totalitarian government that stands behind the face of what you would call democracy. And what they need is they need a bunch of people that believe that we are a democracy, that we can continuously change things for the better. What you don't realize, those useful idiots, and what they don't realize is they're being used in an ignorant fashion to give way for a hammer that's about ready to fall on them and the country that they themselves are destroying. And Vladimir Lenin named them useful idiots because they're digging the hole that they want everybody to fall in. And that's exactly what Paul's talking about. And by the way, for the record, I don't care what color you are for the 1,000th time on this radio show. I don't care what color you are. And as far as immigrants coming into this country, I want to say this for the record. I am homegrown. I was born in the United States of America. But when I look at my family lineage all the way back to the 1600s, I see that they came from different countries. That is all well and good if you come in lawfully. And one other point that Paul made is when these individuals come into the United States, these immigrants come into the United States of America, if they did it lawfully and they did it the right way, well, guess what? They're just as opposed concerning those that are coming in illegal at every step, just the way you and I are. But going back to the very root of everything and the foundation of what we're talking about even now, all of DACA, all of what's going on concerning the immigration battle and the debate between the left and the right, as they would have you believe, only as you lose your rights on a daily basis because you believe the WWF. World Wrestling Federation at its very worst, folks. It's all bought and paid for. They're actors. But the fact of the matter is when you go to the foundation of all of this, it's all unconstitutional. So therefore, they have you talking about the wrong things. And this is where America, you need to hold your representatives in your backyard accountable and ask them if they're for this, where is it? Or even if they're not for it, why are you talking about it when it's illegal? It's unconstitutional. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to do my best to get to what I said I was going to talk to you about. Thank you again, Paul from New Jersey. Love hearing from you, my friends. I'm going to do my best to get on what I said I was going to bring forth.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rich with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have us ranked at number two, listeners. Actually, number one. Just looked at it. Thank you. Appreciate that. That means people are listening to what our founding forefathers established through first through the patriarchs and then through our forefathers in the sense of what we all know in modern history. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Thomas Paine, the list goes on, Roger Sherman. And just wanted to solidify that you understood my last point there. So anyways, in saying that, highlighting Psalm 94:20, again, listen carefully. Shall the throne of lawlessness have fellowship with you? Folks, do you realize many that you call representatives are lawless, and they're pushing lawlessness against we the people? That makes them the criminal, not you. So don't look at me and call me a rebel when, in fact, I'm resisting tyranny at every given step of the way because I'm commanded by God to do so, and you should do well in following the example of those in the Word of God who did the same. So anyways, when you think about Psalm 94:20, remembering that such thrones there are, and they plead a right to divine, which they are not, but their claim is groundless and it's lawless. A fraud upon mankind and a blasphemy of heaven is what we're talking about when it comes to DACA, because there is no constitutionality whatsoever concerning DACA. So America, why are you caught up into the debate? See, God enters into no alliance with these unjust authorities. okay, that have been given the trust of the American people to uphold the Constitution, which you see them tearing down. Read Romans 12:21, and God gives no sanction to unrighteous legislation. In other words, friends, in other words, if it runs contrary to the law of God, it's null and void. Because it frameth mischief, period. Now, when you look at the events going on recorded in the book of Judges, which took place within a 400-year gap in between the conquest of Canaan and the establishment of the Hebrew monarchy, the tribes of Israel had taken their inheritance and were located in different regions of Canaan. And each tribe probably had a smaller system of community and government, but Israel was governed by God as a whole. Now I just want to say this too, because there's people out there that don't know their left hand from their right hand, nor do I know everything, but I'm educated enough to tell you that some people say we're not a theocracy. America, every government is a theocracy. And when you look at what people mean to say is, hey, listen, we're not governed by God. Yes, we are. We're all governed by God in one way or another, either under the blessing or the curse, regardless of what government there is. I mean, we can see that through the revolution during the establishing of our country. You know, Thomas Jefferson was asked to make distinction between the French government and the American government during the establishing of our country, friends. And he said the difference was the difference between heaven and hell. We're all theocracy, and I don't care if it's a monarchy or not concerning what was going on in France under the king, a young man who got his head lopped off at the end of the day because he would not be ruled by God. He wanted to be God. See, but the fact of the matter is they reaped the curse that they sowed into. But not in America. Theocracy here is the fact that we are ruled by God, and you can see it on all of our civil buildings. You can see it in all of our state preambles. And it's funny how people will just, they think they know what they're talking about. Well, Bradley Dean, we're not a theocracy. Yes, we are. Furthermore, even Samuel Adams himself, cousin to John Adams, 13 years his senior, said that we are a theocracy. Hey, listen, if you're not ruled by God, then you're simply ruled by tyrants. If you're not ruled by God through the blessing, you're ruled through condemnation and judgment by the tyrant. It's just really that simple. But every government is a theocracy in one way or another because God is the governor of all nations, not some nations. Well, this was the ideal form of government, and the children of Israel were often led astray by their disobedience. It tells us in Judges 2:11, then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baal, the God that they created in their own minds. And prior to the conquest of Canaan, Israel was commanded to utterly destroy the inhabitants of the land to avoid the influence of serving other gods and customs. You'll find that in Deuteronomy 20, verse 16 and 18 through 18. Now, this task, however, was never accomplished, and Israel fell into disobedience once again, over and over again. They disobeyed. Often influenced by the pagan gods of the inhabitants, which Israel failed to destroy, the Israelites were given into captivity. Now, in contrast, the book of Joshua is the story of Israel and its victories. In the years following, a pattern of disobedience followed again. It ensued. Repentance, delivery, and more disobedience emerges. Okay? The reward for obedience and the punishment for rebellion were clearly written in Leviticus 26. But the Lord had also made another promise to Israel. Yet for all that, he said in Leviticus 26, 44 and 45, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, nor will I break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But for their sake will I remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt into the sight of the nations, that I might be their God, and I am the Lord. Now, isn't it interesting? The Bible tells us in the book of Ezekiel that woe unto the wicked. But it says, tell the righteous that it will be well with them. Even when you look at a time in the present concerning what's taking place in America, America, do you realize that you're still above water because God is honoring his covenant promises to his faithful children? Few there be in this country, but you are above water still because of the faithful that are found amongst God and who he has his eye on, who he has his heart on. He's still fulfilling those promises to them. And it's also interesting to note that a certain group of people, my neighbors can be under the curse and I can be under the blessing. See, that blessing applies to those that repent towards God and put their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. As you bear the cross, don't forget about that. Acts verse 20. Chapter 20, verse 21. After the death of Joshua, another generation rose up that did not remember the things that God had done. Joshua 2:10. This new generation inherited the land the way that you're seeing it today, which was jointly occupied by the people that Israel chose not to destroy. See, so what we're seeing today is we're seeing a people fraternizing with the enemies of those that mean to destroy this country, and we can bring that again over to DACA, because we're talking about not only teeing it up for Sonia Sotomayor, which is a part of the curse, but I'm bringing you into the promise to show you that God is still fulfilling His promise through the disobedience, and while we're showing you the earmarks of the disobedient and why the curse takes place. You have a new up-and-coming generation that is literally being indoctrinated to believe that you can coexist with everybody and anybody. So what you're doing is, in essence, yin-yang. You're trying to convince that the devil's friends with God when the opposite is true through the cross of the Calvary. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? God is not agreed with the enemy of men's souls in any sense of the word. But the young people in this country are being taught that that's the case. Coexist. Hey, listen, even your enemies know not to coexist. But America, you're being taught to coexist when it runs counter to Scripture. Listen carefully. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 20. What happens when you allow other gods into this country? You're going to have war within the gates. You go to a Muslim nation and try to bring your Christianity into those countries, friends, which, by the way, you should. It's interesting to note that you'll get your head lopped off. But if those people that want to destroy and conquer this country want to have a free hand coming over here, well, your young people are taught to accept them regardless of what they bring in within them. Well, let me tell you something. Judges 5:8 tells us there's going to be war within the gate. Let me give you an example real quick. I got 2 minutes, and I'm going to continue this on tomorrow. Last week, I was in San Diego. While I was in San Diego, I seen a big sign right by the Midway ship that's on display in one of the harbors there. And it said Islam right next to the ship. And the first thing I did is I looked at my wife and I said, isn't that a slap in the face? And then my son said, I wonder how the older people feel about that being right here. I said, well, I'm not going to just sit here and say it on the radio. I need to go over and talk to these guys. And I walked up to him and I noticed on the side it said Islam. And it talked about the God of peace, Allah. And then it said prophets of prophets of Muhammad are Jesus and Noah and Abraham and Moses. And I thought, this is blasphemy. And then it said on the other side, come over here and I want to tell you why I love Jesus, who they also consider to be a prophet of, guess who, friends? Allah. See, they mean to conquer. So I walked over there and I pink and blued them. I gave them a track. And I said, I kind of took him through a good test. And instantaneously, friends, he began to resist me. And I looked at these two Muslims and I said, do you ever wonder why maybe nobody's coming over here and why they look at you the way that they look at you? Because you are standing here obstinately in your heart towards me. You want me to listen to what you have to say, but you don't want to hear a thing that I have to say. I said, this is why nobody's at your booth. And I walked away. Now, friends, I'm going to continue this tomorrow. You got Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. I had a good time today. We will talk at you tomorrow. Give us a call if you'd like to book us. 1-866-233-0747. See ya.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.